Byrne had been expecting an aerial strike, one or more of the aliens' dropships and their powerful plasma turrets, and had sent his recruits into the wheat fields around the reactor to try and give them as much cover as possible. But when Loki had passed on Ponder's last-breath warning about a trio of approaching vehicles, Byrne quickly pulled his men back to the reactor tower. Against strafing aircraft, the recruits would have been sitting ducks, bunkered on and around the two-story polycrete structure. But the tower would provide essential high ground against a ground assault. Either way, Byrne's role remained the same. Bait. Standing behind the LAAG turret of a Warthog parked across the reactor complex gate, Byrne got a good view of the vehicles as they sped down the access road from the highway. Large front wheels that obscured the driver and tore at the pavement, engines that belched blue smoke and orange flames. He waited for the vehicles to open fire, curious to see what armament they possessed. But when they closed within 500 meters and still hadn't opened up, Byrne realized their armored alien drivers weren't going to shoot him. They were going to ram him. By the time he had the LAAG's rotary barrel up to speed, the lead vehicle was boosting toward him with a throaty roar. Byrne managed a few seconds of sustained fire at the blue-armored alien in the vehicle's seat, then he dove from the turret. As he rolled onto the hot and sticky asphalt, the Warthog exploded behind him, broke apart in a terrific screech of metal as the alien vehicle's bladed wheel hit it broadside between the tires. "Open fire!" Byrne shouted in his throat mic, finishing his roll. As he sprung to his feet and dashed for a berm of sandbags protecting the reactor tower's security door, Stison, Hable, Burdick, and 16 other militiamen let loose with their MA5s. The lead vehicle erupted in sparks and tracer fire, and its driver might have died right then and there if the two other vehicles hadn't boosted toward the complex, swerved off the access road, and smashed right through the chain-link fence, dividing the militiamen's fire. "Loki," Byrne unshouldered his battle rifle. "What's your status?" He pumped three bursts into one of the trailing vehicle's engines as it followed the leader counterclockwise around the reactor and out of sight. Byrne hadn't heard from the AI since it had fired the mass driver at the alien warship, loosed two shots like point-blank thunder that left Byrne hearing bells despite the plugs he and the militiamen had screwed deep into their ears. The staff sergeant knew it took significant power to charge the driver's coils and pull off two back-to-back shots. During their last briefing with Ponder, Loki had made it clear that after his initial volley, he would need to temporarily go offline and check the reactor, or risk meltdown the next time the driver fired. "And what happens," Byrne had asked, "if a 1-2 punch isn't enough to drop their ship?" "For all our sakes, staff sergeant," the AI had smiled, "you had better hope it is." Byrne swept his battle rifle right and fired on the lead vehicle as it completed its circle around the tower. He saw tan fur bristling from the breaks in the driver's armor and recognized the creature as the taller of the gold-armored aliens' escorts from the day they'd met in the botanical gardens. "Watch yourselves," Byrne shouted as the alien accomplished a quick banking turn around the halves of the ruined Warthog. Hot metal spikes rattled from two rifles mounted above and behind its wheels, forcing Byrne and the three recruits behind the berm to duck and cover. The spikes split the uppermost row of sandbags and drilled into the tower's polycrete wall. Some of the rounds splintered against the metal security door, scattering red-hot shrapnel onto the asphalt near Byrne's boots. "Stison!" the staff sergeant shouted to his 2A squad leader, positioned on the first-floor roof, directly above the berm. "Get some fire on that bastard!" But the ornery constable shouted back his own command. "Move, Staff Sergeant, now!" And Byrne did, dove sideways ahead of the vehicle's charging growl, tackling the two nearest recruits out of the way as its bladed wheels burst through the berm, filling the air with sand. The vehicle collided with the security door and smashed it from its frame. By the time Byrne rose to a knee and brought his weapon to bear, the vehicle had reversed and was revving for another go. "Inside!" Byrne yelled, sprinting for the door. Hable and another recruit named Jepson made it safely into the tower, but the third, an older recruit named Valen, didn't have the speed. The vehicle cut him down an instant before it smashed against the empty doorframe. Byrne watched as the recruit disappeared beneath its slashing wheels, only to appear a moment later like wood fed through a chipper, bits of fatigues and body parts tossed skyward back toward the complex gate. "Downstairs," Byrne shouted at Hable and Jepson, reloading his battle rifle. "Find a choke point." The two recruits retreated down a narrow hallway to a stairwell that led to the basement levels and Loki's data center. Byrne could just see the top of the blue-armored alien's head behind its vehicle's engine. He pinged some rounds off the beast's helmet, and the alien pulled the vehicle away from the door, flinging spikes. Byrne ran zigzag down the hallway. Just as he reached the stairwell, the firing stopped. He whipped around in time to see the tan-haired alien dismount and charge through the smashed-in door. Byrne fired multiple bursts as the alien rushed toward him down the hallway, hunched over and clawing the polished polycrete with its paws. Byrne's rounds all hit, but they ricocheted off its energy shields. "Shite!" Byrne cursed. He vaulted the stairwell railing and landed one flight below. As the alien unleashed a salvo of spikes above him, Byrne jumped down a second flight to the basement floor. He took off down a low corridor, and the alien crashed down behind him. The staff sergeant wouldn't have made it very far if Hebel and Jepsen hadn't been waiting at a four-way junction just in front of Loki's data center. The two militiamen opened fire around the corners of their branching hallways as Byrne sprinted past. Shot for shot, their MA-5s weren't as powerful as Byrne's battle rifle. But what their weapons lacked in muzzle velocity, they made up for in rate of fire. With both recruits firing full automatic, the alien's energy shields began to falter. Cyan plasma vented from its joints as the armor struggled to stay charged. But instead of retreating up the stairwell, the alien marched slowly forward, spewing spikes. One caught Jepsen in the neck, and he went down in a gurgling spray. Another struck Hebel in the hip, shattering the bones. Byrne caught the second recruit as he fell, wrapped an arm across his chest, and fired his battle rifle one-handed. The alien drilled two more spikes into Hebel's chest, one straight through Byrne's bicep. The staff sergeant grunted, dropped his rifle, and staggered back to the data center's door.